Instruction to be repeated. St. Helena, California, November 7, 1905. During the past night, we were in a council meeting, trying to decide what we were going to do. One of authority stood up and said, "Everything that has been given to ministers, to men in responsible positions, to teachers, to managers, to the different conferences, is to be repeated and repeated. Because Satan is now doing a special work to make of no effect the testimonies that come from God. We must work earnestly to bring this instruction before the people." I was pointed to the work that Moses did just before his death. Calling the children of Israel together, he rehearsed to them their past experience, their trials, their failures, and the warnings that had been given them. And Joshua, when the time came for him to lay down his work, called the tribes together and recounted to Israel their history since they were called out as the people of God. Today, we must rehearse the instruction that God has given to us as a people. The warfare between the forces of light and darkness is going on. Those who think that the powers of evil are asleep are very much mistaken. The enemy is constantly seeking to bring in things that will unsettle the confidence of God's people. These things may appear very inoffensive, but they contain grave errors and dangers which must be met. We must take our stand firmly in defense of the truth given us after the passing of the time. The Holy Spirit gave us an understanding of these truths.